Sense and Melody.
With Gil
and Demling.
Come on, will you get your costume on? It's time we were getting to Jean's party. Come on.
Oh, what's the hurry? She's in the hotel right across the street.
What do you mean, street? This is Venice. She lives across the canal.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Sure.
You know, I wonder why they have canals instead of streets in Venice.
Well, it saves them a lot of dough. You don't have to repave a canal, you know.
Yeah. Well, how do you like my costume, huh?
Don't ask me. Well, what are you made up for? The boogeyman or something?
The boogeyman? Yeah. No, I'm going as a doge.
A what?
A dogie.
Huh?
The ancient rulers of Venice were called dogies.
I say, well, we're late now. Get along, little dogie. Get along, will you, please?
Mm-hmm.
Hurry up.
I don't know what you rented a costume for.
Why not?
You're so tall and skinny, you could put a rubber cap on and go as a pencil.
Oh, yeah, well, don't get personal. You know, after all, Willie, you're pretty bald. All you need is some yellow paint on your forehead, and you can go as a grapefruit.
I know just what I would do. I'd tie a string around the world and bring all of it to you. Those little things you prayed for, whatever they may be, I'd have enough to pay for them all. D.O.D. If I spent that $1 million, I know I would never care. Because as long as you are mine, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming, dreaming of what I'd do. If I had $1 million.
You see, Willie, you heel. The party has started already. That was Bernadine Miller singing, or I'll Be a Hot Cup of Tea. You heard it.
Yeah, well, I don't see why Jean had to throw a costume party.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I'd like something more informal, like a hard times party, you know?
Yeah, well, Willie, you can't give a hard times party anymore.
No?
Everybody's wearing their old clothes.
That's my mistake.
Social?
Of course. My apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Will you part my starched bosom?
Certainly.
So good of you, Willie.
Thank you.
That was the orchestra at Jean Hotel. Come on now. We got to get a gondola, quick.
A cab. Hey, you, Pastor Fazul. Come here, will you? Come on.
Oh, Seguro. What you want?
Oh, look, we don't want to buy it. We just want to rent it. Come on, Willie. Let's get in. What do you say, huh?
Oh, sir, these are terrific, aren't they? All curtained off and everything.
Oh, yes. Venice, city of romance.
You know, sometimes I think we've missed something in life, Frank. We ought to be married.
Oh, Mr. Demling, this is so sudden. I mean, really.
Hey, look, what goes on here? Huh? We were just going across the canal. Ask him why he doesn't turn around and go back.
Well, that's very, very simple. Panucci, pastrami spaghetti, fortissimo allegretto sextet from Lucia.
Oh, se la pittura, come ha detto Orazio alla sorella della poesia, ella deve naturalmente amare come questa la solitudine e quindi allineare volentieri nei chiostri.
Well, I begin to see what you mean. Willie, he says they don't allow U-turns except at intersections.
All right. We'll just have to go around the block a few times until he sees a nice hotel to stop at.
Now, listen, Pasquale, why don't you warble a little? You know what I mean? Give us a gondolier song, savvy? You know, something like this. Oh, sole mio, and so are you, you
si, big... Si, signora, prima che morisse il cigoli sostenitore della buona pittura. In other words, get a load of this.
Indeed. I must sing for you sometime. Willie, there's Jean's hotel up ahead. We'll be there before you can recite Boots with a Mouthful of Finn and Hattie.
Hey, look. Hey, you see that gondola that just went by?
Well, sure. It had a fellow with a girl in it. Why?
Well, the girl had water wings on.
Sure. Didn't you ever walk back from a gondola ride?
I catch. Well, here we are.
Oh, well, that's fine. All right, you, how much? How much?
Lo fan conoscere ancora meglio le molte opere che gli ha lasciati, sia a olio che a fresco e sia in patria che altrove.
That's fair enough. That's 20 cents in our money.
Good.
Where's Jean's suite? Where do you...
Well, it's right on this floor somewhere. It's number 2B, I think.
You think? Well, is it or isn't it?
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Well, let's try this one. We can't lose, huh?
Well, what is it?
We're looking for... Oh, sorry, our mistake.
Are you men employees of this hotel? Well, I'll have you know there's a rat in my room.
Is that so? Well, tell him to go down and register, will you?
Well, let's try this room here.
Wait. Somebody's inside talking, isn't there?
John, why don't you stay at home like other husbands do? When I married you, I thought you were a home-loving man. But now you want to tag along every place I go.
Mm. Well, don't bother with it. Let's try another room. We can't be wrong all the time, I don't think.
Whatever it is, we don't want any.
Now, listen, Einstein, we're looking for a party.
No one here but me and my old pal Eustace. Come on in and have a drink.
Sorry, we don't drink. Come on, Willie, let's...
Well, come on in and have a cigar.
We don't smoke either.
Don't drink or smoke. Well, then come on in and use our sewing machine.
Look, let's humor this guy, Gil. Oh, all right, my friend, let's go in, huh?
Look in the bathroom, fellas. Maybe you can help a Eustace.
Well, look, there's a man fishing in a bathtub.
Is that ridiculous? He won't catch anything in the bathtub.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, he's already caught a coat and a pair of pants.
A coat and a pair of pants?
Shh. Huh? You might frighten away the vest.
Let's get out of here.
Well, we'll try once more and give up, and I mean this is the last time. No
Oh, kidding. Hello, boy. Glad to see you.
Gene.
Well, well. Lady, what's happened to us shouldn't happen to a dog. Listen, are we in time for your party?
In time for my party? Well, I should say you are. It's not until tomorrow night.
Be still, my heart.
Be still, my heart.
I can tell who's knocking at my door. Love has come to say that we must part. Be still, my heart. Just read those eyes, trembling lips that don't know where to start. Even though you know they're telling lies, be still my heart.
He hears the rumbling of a drum, rum-pa-pa-pum. It bids him come and he must go.
He's leaving
me and leaving you for someone new, and though we'll miss him so, we'll never let him know. Don't cry, my heart. Even though our love has gone away, he'll be coming back to us someday. Be still, my heart.
Well, Gail, come on, let's go home and take these costumes off.
What for?
Well, what else can we do?
Why, we'll spend the night in the wax museum.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Whoa.